You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A search for a fugitive in Racine yesterday prompted a lockdown at a school. Students and staff at Jerstedt Agerholm went into a shelter-in-place position at around noon at the request of law enforcement. They were on hold for nearly an hour. The suspect was eventually arrested in Kenosha. A 41-year-old pastor at Kenosha's Journey Church has been arrested. Gabriel Mills allegedly transferred intimate photos from a victim's phone to his own without consent. The Kenosha Police Department is investigating the incident. It's alleged that Mills borrowed the victim's phone and sent intimate photos to himself. Authorities are urging other potential victims to come forward as the investigation continues. Kyle Rittenhouse has been called many things. Now they're calling him a campaigner. Rittenhouse, known for his involvement in the 2020 Kenosha shootings during the riot, is set to attend a campaign fundraiser in Covington, Kentucky. He's campaigning for a statehouse candidate there. The event next week will also feature several other Kentucky state legislators. And wood carving enthusiasts are in for a treat. In Racine County this weekend, the Chainsaw Carving and Art Forest Festival is coming back. It's happening at the River Bend Nature Center on Sunday. The free event will offer a look into the wood carving process, plus there'll be food, music, and an art fair. The wood carved will be auctioned later in the afternoon. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
He swings and drives one out towards right center. Taylor back.
That's what it sounded like on ESPN Radio as the Brewers beat the Mets 5-3 last night. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Today will be Game 3 of the Wild Card Series between the Brewers and the Mets. Jackson Chourio hit two home runs, and Garrett Mitchell hit a go-ahead two-run blast to move the Brewers in front in the win. Willie Adames was impressed by Chourio's performance.
I mean, insane. I mean, I feel like he's done some, you know, he hit some clutch hits, you know, throughout the year. But I know for him that felt amazing, and for the team felt unbelievable. That changed the whole game right there, and he gave us an opportunity to play Game 3 tomorrow.
First pitch tonight is after 6 p.m. If the Brewers win, they'll play the Phillies on Saturday and Sunday to start the NLDS. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 71 this afternoon. The wind out of the north to northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to 56. Tomorrow, sunshine 68. And on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
If you want to emasculate somebody, I've got suggestions for you. The next time you're at a birthday party with one of your guy friends and they bring the birthday cake out, after everybody finishes singing happy birthday and right before he blows out the candles, you blow out the candles. He will be really upset, but he'll be embarrassed as to the reason that he's upset. And the reason is, because you stole his wish.
We'll be right back. Turn, turn, turn. It's 610 WRJN, 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and the legendary 1400 AM everywhere. I'm Don Rosen. A pleasant good morning. We're looking for sunshine today with a high near 70. Chance of showers tonight, lows 57. Tomorrow, cloudy, a gradual clearing with a high near 67. Checking out the weekend, Saturday, sunny with a high near 74. Excuse me, it's Sunday, sunny with a high near 71. Right now, it's clear and 57 degrees here at Radio Park, and yes, I went to sleep early. I didn't know what the outcome was. I woke up, and the Brewers won last night. The Mets and the Brewers, broadcast time 5:30. Decisive final game 3 right here on WRJN. All right. That's exciting, huh? Here's Tony Orlando and Don at 6:11 at WRJN. Not three times.
Hey, girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above. You. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling if you want me. If the answer is no, oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show. Oh, my darling,
knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show.
Twice on the pike.
If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll meet me in the hallway. Twice on the pike.
You know, I once went to a concert, and Tony Orlando and Dawn were performing. It was a theater in the round. It was one of the most entertaining concerts I ever went to in my life. It is amazing to watch him in person. Timeless hits with the association of Windy 616 at WRJN. Okay, you're waking up. What did you wear to bed last night? You know the top answer in a poll? People wear pajamas to bed followed by underwear. But 1 in 7 people said they just sleep in what they wore all day long. We're guessing these people, you know, generally are work from home types and they don't work in the coal mine. But a lot of people in the comments section found it gross and said their beds must be filled with all sorts of germs and bacteria. Now think about this. When you're out in your street clothes all day long, you're sitting in chairs in different places, maybe the doctor's office, maybe in a fast food place. Who knows where you're sitting, on a bus, a train? Then you go to sleep. Those clothes, you bring those clothes to bed with you? Can't do it. 617, local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN, looking for sunshine today with a high near 70. Right now, the skies are clear. It's cool, 57 degrees here at Radio Park.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We've got everything. We got rock, soul, jazz, country, R&B, soundtracks. So a little of this, a little of that. Make a list every time you hear something on the radio. Have a little tiny pad of paper somewhere and jot down a group, a song title. That way, when you come in, you've got an idea of what you're looking for. I'm Ray Zirkle, owner of Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy, and I'm going to use a quote to kick off today's Work Money Minute. Comparison is the thief of joy. That fancy quote comes from everybody's favorite 26th president, Theodore Roosevelt. It calls out one of the most common problems that you and me and everybody we know sometimes has about their money. It is envy. You know, whether it's something you see in real life or something you see as you're scrolling on Facebook or Instagram, envy is really hard to turn off. And you know how when you feel it, it just makes everything else around you seem yuckier? Well, here's what I do. A, I give myself a break. It's normal and human to feel envy. B, I say, Carrie Joy, don't believe the hype. You know real life is more complicated than what you're looking at. And C, I stop scrolling for a little bit. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
WRJN, proud to be a Civic Media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite Civic Media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Albaugh, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits.
All right, don't forget, we got the Brewers playing this afternoon, 5:30, decisive game 3 against the New York Mets. Who moves on? Well, let me look at my crystal ball. I think it's going to be the Brewers. I'm pretty sure. Well, we'll find out here at WRJN. 5:30 this afternoon right here.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window. Let me know everything's all right. Summer breeze. Laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walked on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me
Dozen Cross, Summer Breeze, WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. A woman arrested for DUI after she was caught drunk driving on an airport runway in Oklahoma. She was at the Tulsa Riverside Airport. A pilot had to get out of his plane to deal with her. Happened to me once. I wasn't drunk, but I was in Atlanta, and they asked me to do some traffic helicopter reporting because our pilot was in an accident, but he was okay, but he couldn't fly that for the next 6 months. So he asked me if I'd do the helicopter traffic reporting. I'd never done it before. And it was in Atlanta at a small airport, Peachtree DeKalb Airport. Now, they were closed at 4:30 in the morning when I had to get there. It was pitch dark. I had to make all these lefts and rights. I wound up on the runway. I didn't know how to get off. I couldn't get off the runway. And I got out, and I'm screaming help to see if anybody could help me because I didn't want a plane landing on me. The airport was closed, but I didn't know it. And the runway lights were on. And I wound up on the runway, and I couldn't get off the runway with my Camaro. And finally, I found a way off, and one of the helicopter guys was screaming in the distance over here. And I found out it's scary when you wind up on a runway, let me tell you. It's 625, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN.
Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm going to cry.
Sunshine today with a high near 70. Looks like chance of showers tonight. Lows 57. Cloudy. And gradual clearing tomorrow. Highs near 67. The weekend looks sunny with a high in the 70s. Right now we have a clear sky. Sun's coming up over the lake. 57 degrees right here at Radio Park. Local news and timeless hits with the Lemon Pipers.
Drop your silver in my tambourine. Help a poor man build. Tambourine. Watch the jingle jangle start to shine. Reflections of the music that is mine. When you toss a coin, you hear it sing. Now listen while I play my green tambourine. A dime before I walk away, and it's
You hear this tambourine sound? When I first got an FM radio when I was a teenager, there was a rock and roll station. The only one on the dial, it was one rock and roll station. And I was always listening to AM radio my whole life. I was never able to hear how distinct and clean some of that music was. And I heard that tambourine on the Lemon Piper song, and I grabbed my parents and my brother to my FM radio, and I said, listen to the tambourine. You can actually hear it. Wow. Every time I hear that song, I always think of that morning. I think I was like 13 or 14 years old, but it was really something. All right. No matter how much footage you see of hurricanes you watch, it's hard to underestimate their gargantuan impact when they make landfall. According to the Associated Press, Hurricane Helene and its accompanying storms dumped a whopping 40 trillion gallons of rain over the U.S. in 1 week. That's enough to completely fill more than 60 million Olympic-sized swimming pools. Those people are suffering. We've all seen it. Towns wiped out, homes, belongings, people swept away, never to be seen again. It's very scary. They need our help. And you can help at the Civic Media site if you're looking for a place to donate. CivicMedia.us/help. CivicMedia.us/help. Again, that's CivicMedia.us/help. I know they'll appreciate it. 6:31 WRJN. Let's check news in the morning. And here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A search for a fugitive in Racine yesterday prompted a lockdown at a school. Students and staff at Gerstead Aggerholm went into a shelter-in-place position at around noon at the request of law enforcement. They were on hold for nearly an hour. The suspect was eventually arrested in Kenosha. A 41-year-old pastor at Kenosha's Journey Church has been arrested. Gabriel Mills allegedly transferred intimate photos from a victim's phone to his own without consent. The Kenosha Police Department is investigating the incident. It's alleged that Mills borrowed the victim's phone and sent intimate photos to himself. Authorities are urging other potential victims to come forward as the investigation continues. Kyle Rittenhouse has been called many things. Now they're calling him a campaigner. Rittenhouse, known for his involvement in the 2020 Kenosha shootings during the riot, is set to attend a campaign fundraiser in Covington, Kentucky. He's campaigning for a state house candidate there. The event next week will also feature several other Kentucky state legislators. And wood carving enthusiasts are in for a treat. In Racine County this weekend, the Chainsaw Carving and Art Forest Festival is coming back. It's happening at the River Bend Nature Center on Sunday. The free event will offer a look into the wood carving process, plus there'll be food, music, and an art fair. The wood carved will be auctioned later in the afternoon. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Well, we're meeting all kinds of folks at World Dairy Expo 2024, including those farms impacted by the recent Hurricane Helene. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. One of those, Harry Ott. He is the president of the South Carolina Farm Bureau Federation, and he says Hurricane Helene came at the worst time for a lot of farmers and caused a lot of damage.
The cotton crop probably sustained the worst damage. We were right at the beginning of cotton harvest, which means it had all opened and was ready to be picked. That doesn't bode well for wind and rain. Those that hadn't completed their corn harvest, that corn will be flat on the ground now, so it will not get harvested. It's going to be damaged to particularly, I would say, cotton and peanuts on the commodity side. We've had reports of poultry houses being blown down. A lot of trees blown over.
Harry Ott, he's the president of the South Carolina Farm Bureau Federation, visiting World Dairy Expo. He said that right now their South Carolina Farm Bureau insurance expects to see more than 3,500 claims from farms in South Carolina alone, expecting losses now up to $75 million.
Corn rootworm is a ruthless pest, which is why Bayer is relentless in its innovation. SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology is here. With an RNAi-based mode of action unlike anything that's come before, plus two proven BT traits, it's innovation that equals the strongest biotech defense in medium to high corn rootworm pressure environments from Bayer. Talk to your seed dealer about defending like a pro with SmartStax Pro technology. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2024 Bayer Group. All rights reserved.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
And Wisconsin farms represented very well at the 40th annual World Forage Super Bowl. Yesterday, Meadowbrook Dairy from Manitowoc was named the Grand Champion Forage Producer. For their efforts, they were presented a $2,500 check. We also had Nettleman Farms from Bangor, Grand Champion Baleage category. And congratulations to Horsens Homestead Dairy in Cecil, Grand Champion in the BMR Corn Silage category. That's a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Thursday. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 71 this afternoon. The wind out of the north to northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to 56. Tomorrow, sunshine 68. And on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
So I need more money. Said that the other night, some guy goes, money can't buy you happiness. I'd like to do my own research on that. Someone's always got to say that, though. I don't know if it's just self-righteous or whatever. Like, money can't buy you happiness. Money can't buy you happiness. Okay, but can I be sad in a nicer apartment? That's what I want. I want to be sad in a nice... I have a tiny apartment. And you got to walk 5 flights of stairs to get to it. Yeah. Yes, 5 flights of stairs to get to a tiny apartment. So it's exhausting, then disappointing. It's like taking a really long, hot bus trip to Denny's.
World, and I see all kind of girls.
California. The Beach Boys, California Girls, 639. Local news and timeless hits at WRGN, along with the Green Bay Packers. Packers season continues on WRGN. Sunday's game is against the Rams. Yeah, pregame 1 p.m., kickoff just after 3. Packer football on WRJN is sponsored locally in part by The Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Hardy and Jensen, your window and door store. The Corner House on the lake, where it's never too early to book holiday reservations or buy gift cards. And the Main Street Bakery, yum, where every creation is crafted with care. Huh. I can use some fresh bakery about now. Every time I read that, it's a Sly and the Family Stoners, everyday people.
Sometimes I'm right, but I can be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. Butcher, banker, drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people. Yeah, yeah.
The Family Stone, everyday people at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Did you have a coffee this morning? You know, that caffeine in coffee does wake you up, but you know, just the thought of having that cup of coffee can get you up as well. 81% of coffee drinkers say it helps motivate them to get out of bed in the morning. And since I never tasted coffee in my life, I was figuring when I wrote this, what motivates me to get up in the morning? Because I don't drink coffee. There's got to be something. And I said, oh yeah, a paycheck. That'll do it.
something. I think you'll understand. When I feel like something, I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand.
The greatest rock and roll group of all time, the Beatles, I Want to Hold Your Hand. Local news and Tamla's hits for you at WRJN 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and the historic, legendary AM 1400 frequency everywhere. Today, we've got sunshine with a high near 70, chance of showers tonight, lows 57. Look for a gradual clearing as we start the day off tomorrow with cloudy sky, highs near 67. Saturday and Sunday, sunny with a high in the 70s. Right now, it's clear and 57 degrees at Radio Park. The sun coming up over the lake. What a beautiful morning. Here's a weird lawsuit I came across. A woman is suing Walt Disney World after one of their water slides gave her such a bad wedgie, she had to be hospitalized, needed surgery. You know what? I want to watch that court case on TV.
Vince Lombardi once said, "The measure of who we are is what we do with what we have." The team at Easy Mobility Solutions is dedicated to helping you make the most of every moment by reclaiming your freedom. As a Care Credit provider and Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility solutions, Easy Mobility Solutions offers a variety of Golden and Pride scooters and power chairs. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Visit the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
Bringing a house of pain.
That's a pressure. Down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers return home to face the Boilermakers. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
WRJN.
When you're weary,
when you're down and out, when you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. I'll take your part. Oh, when darkness comes and pain is all around, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down.
Sail on, silver girl, sail on by, your time has come to shine, all your dreams are on their way, see how they shine.
Simon and Garfunkel, Bridge Over Troubled Water, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Hey, they've got the Brewers playing today. They'll take on the Mets in decisive game number 3, broadcast time 5:30, right here at WRJN, all right? Let's do it with the Buckinghams now. Kind of a drag, local news, timeless hits.
Kind of a drag.
The Buckingham's kind of a drag. Local news and timeless hits here at WRJN. As we inch closer to the holiday season, the TSA would like to remind people not to put their pets through the X-ray machines. Do we really need to be told that?
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
There's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer.
WRJN local news, timeless hits. And now that October is here, the Hollywood Reporter put together a list of family-friendly Halloween movies perfect for your next movie night. These aren't going to scare little kids to death, but they're kind of fun. And Dave Mack is here. He'll be my guest in the next hour. Let's talk about some of these movies. Hocus Pocus. Remember that with Bette Midler? And
never saw it.
Gene, you're a big movie fan.
It's about eating kids.
It's not about eating kids.
It's a family-friendly movie.
It is. Beetlejuice, the original one.
I saw that in
By the way, these don't say they're for kids. They say they're family friendly. I mean, your kids can be 14 years old in the
right,
family.
I guess so.
I mean, you're thinking of toddlers. Okay, Beetlejuice. That was a good movie.
Yeah, it was.
I didn't see the sequel, did you?
No, but my wife did because she is going to be producing Beetlejuice Jr. this coming spring.